Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Unbelievable! Kya keh rahe ho tum? But how is this possible? These lines are uttered by a character in Dubuque, but they might also be flitting through your head as you watch this horror film which is based in Jewish folklore. Dubuque is an evil spirit that can possess a human being. The Dubuque in the film is quietly biding time in an antique wine cabinet. The cabinet is purchased by Mahi, who along with her husband Sam has recently moved to Mauritius. The couple live in a sprawling colonial bungalow which Mahi is hoping to spruce up. He is the vice president of a company that handles nuclear waste. She's an interior designer. Mahi of course has no idea that evil lurks within. She inadvertently lets the Dubuque out and all hell breaks loose. The film has been remade by director J.K., who also wrote and directed the Malayalam original Ezra. In an interview, J.K. said that the Hindi version is crisper and scarier than the original, but having seen both, I can attest that this is not the case. Ezra had football-sized loopholes in logic, but J.K. making his feature debut delivered a gripping yarn with enough dramatic tension and one solid twist. Ezra is located in Kochi. The film exoticizes the Jewish community, but J.K. was able to utilize the locales effectively with soaring shots of the water and greenery. A flashback to Ezra's story set in pre-independent India had some lovely sepia-tone moments. The change of location to Mauritius and Dubuque sucks the specificity out of the story. This saga of forbidden love across the ages, violence and revenge could happen anywhere. J.K. does little with this new location or with the native customs and language. Every character in Mauritius speaks Hindi fluently. Of course, horror films are by design unrealistic. But the best ones are constructed so tightly that the viewer doesn't have the breathing room to ask, how is this possible?
Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost to post 9/11 vets and their families. Over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Dubuque misses this goal by miles. J.K. relies on familiar horror tropes, point-of-view shots, an empty rocking chair, a child's toy that squeaks when somebody steps on it, the coast in the mirror, incessant rain, and more. There are one or two mildly effective jump scares. Dubuque has more horror moments than Ezra, but too often they don't land. For instance, Mahi and Sam's housemaid. J.K. projects her as sinister, but eventually this doesn't amount to much. Ezra benefited from the presence of actors like Prithviraj Sukumaran and Tuvino Thomas, who have the ability to add gravitas to the most ridiculous situations. Still, Bharat Dabholkar playing a black magic-wielding Jewish businessman had touches of unintentional comedy. In Dubuque, Imran Hashmi and Manav Kaul, who plays a rabbi named Marcus, do the heavy lifting. Imran is a veteran of the horror genre with films like the Raz franchise and Ek Thi Dayan. He knows the drill, but here he seems oddly casual about the events that are unfolding around him. The feeble dialogue doesn't help. In one scene, when Mahi comes to Sam terrorized after seeing a spirit, he coos, "Take it easy, baby, main hoon na." Nikita Datta, who you might recognize from The Big Bull, is either perplexed or horizontal, lying in a hospital bed or having collapsed on the floor. The one bright spark is Manav doing his best to give Marcus mischievousness and authority. J.K. repeats himself almost frame to frame. Even a close-up of a man's ear dripping with sweat when he hears the Dubuque behind him is recreated. But one of the places J.K. deviates from his earlier film is in the staging of the key twist in the film which binds the narrative threads. We finally understand the reason for Sam's unique job, but the way this is constructed in Dubuque is confusing and almost a little silly. Since Ezra and Dubuque are essentially replicas and both are available on streaming, I recommend that you watch the Malayalam original. That does have a few surprises.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.